But right now, we are joined by Cowboys safety Xavier Woods here on Game Night. Xavier, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you coming on. And obviously, there's been a lot of talk about safeties throughout the offseason, from all the free agents they brought in to all the draft picks they brought in. But one thing, just talking to Chris Richard, one thing constant, at least from the Cowboys' point of view, is they firmly believed in you and believed that you had a chance to develop into something special. What was your mindset when they were doing all that free agent shopping and rookie shopping at safety and possibly looking to take one with the second pick?
I mean, I said what I said early in the offseason. I kind of left it at that. Now I'm just focused on just being the best player I can be. I know I have great I know the guy that I can become. That's the main thing I'm focused on now. I'm not worried about any of that. That's in the past now.
What did they told you, though? I mean, did they talk to you about that and what they think you can do? I know, just talking to Chris, he thought you had, you know, Earl Thomas-type potential as a free safety.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talked. Some things are confidential. But, I mean, even in our meetings that we had, I told him in the coaching, you see me doing wrong. You see me stepping back. You coach me. You be hard on me. That's the only way that I can become a player that I want to be, the player that they want me to become. To stay on me, man. I know I'm my hardest critic. But I want them to be hard on me as well.
How has OTAs gone so far? You see all the people they've added, certainly on the defensive line, and Sean Lee coming back at linebacker. Can you talk about this defense and the next step this defense can take, and what do y'all need to do to be the championship defense?
I just need to start, fast to OTAs. OTAs been going great. His defense been flying around, making plays on the ball. And take that step forward, we just come out the gate early in the season. And be dominant. Last year, we didn't really possess that dominancy until late in the year. So we come out and be consistent early in the year and be and just carry on throughout the playoffs and throughout the season. Then we made the playoffs, just make a playoff run, and just let the cards fall where they may.
Talking to Cowboys safety Xavier Woods here on 103.3 FM ESPN. Xavier, a lot of talk also about, you know, a lot of new faces here from the rookies on the side of the ball, defensive-wise, and, you know, Tristan Hill being the second-round pick this year. What have been your impressions of some of the rookies on the defensive side of the ball so far early on?
Oh, I get to look at the more rookie DBs more so than the D-line. So, I mean, Michael Jackson has been doing a phenomenal job. He's picked up the playbook. He's not shy. That's one of the main things that rookies tend to be, shy or nervous. He's came in, he's picked up the playbook, he's confident in what he does. And then, my rookie, Damian Wilson, he's picking up the playbook. He's done a great job as well. So those guys are just becoming, they have to get the confidence, get some playing time. You know, the sky's the limit for those guys.
And Wilson had a big play in practice the other day. We watched him. I guess after a catch from John V. Johnson, he knocked the ball out of his hand and created a turnover. How important is turnovers for this defense? And certainly, you know, you guys in the secondary, I know that's been preached a lot. We need to get more turnovers, getting more turnovers. Is that the step everybody needs to take? And certainly, how important is that for you to start creating turnovers yourself?
Yeah. I think as a defense, everyone knows that's the step that we have to take to become that dominant defense. We had turnovers, but to become dominant, man, you got to win ball games over just defensively, and that's with turnovers. Turnovers win ball games, plus two, plus three point turnover differential. That'll win you a ball game. And that's a step that me individually, that I know I need to take, and as a defense, as a collective as well.
Talking to Cowboys safety Xavier Woods here on ESPN Game Night here on 103.3 FM ESPN. Xavier, also having Jason Witten back this year, you know, coming out of retirement to join the team. You know, what's it been like out there on the practice field having Jason Witten out there, back in that leadership role again?
I feel like he brought some energy to that offense, man. He's energetic. I feel like he went to the youth well, took a little break, came back faster, came back stronger, came back better. That's what he had to do to come back better than I can't be mad at it. But yeah, he's been great on it for the offense. They've been flying around. They've been energetic. I feel his energy has rubbed off on those guys.
Yeah, you going against him in practice. Is it? I mean, I don't know if you remember going against him a couple of years ago. Is it different now? You know, how has it been going against him as a safety against that tight end?
I mean, back then I was a pup. Didn't really know what I was doing. Nervous, but now I'm confident, and I just cherish those moments. I really didn't know what I was doing then. Didn't really take it into perspective, but now you just cherish those moments of playing against the greats, playing against future Hall of Famers, and just learning from the best.
What's the best part of your game? What do you like the most about your game, what you've done so far in your career? And certainly you talked about creating more turnovers. I know you're a big hitter in college and turned the ball over. Where do you see yourself now, and what do you need to do?
Well, the best part of my game is definitely have to be my instincts. You can't really teach those. You either have it or you don't have it. And then things I have to work on would be, being a middle field safety, open field tackle, my angles, and then creating more turnovers. Those are my main focuses that I'm trying to improve on this year.
Do you study other safeties? I mean, have you? I don't know if Chris had you guys study Earl or some other guys. Do you look at other safeties or maybe Ed Reed? I don't know who you follow. You know, being a safety, you know, was that one guy you looked at and want to emulate your game after?
Man, I study so many safeties. I study guys that you wouldn't think that I study. I mean, I'm just a student of the game.
Name them.
I mean, of course, my idol, my safety idol would be Ed Reed. Mm-hmm. I definitely start Earl just being in the same defensive scheme. And then to name guys that's in my peer group as well. Like, I would say Jamal, Kevin Byer, Eddie Jackson. Mm-hmm. Just guys that are at the top right now. And that's where I want to be.
Time to switch sports here with you, Xavier. We're talking Cowboys safety Xavier Woods here on ESPN Game 9 at 103.3 FM ESPN. I actually got a couple basketball questions related for you. So I'm looking here that it says you're a big LeBron James fan. I mean, that has to be kind of weird this time around, not seeing him in the playoffs, especially this particular time here in the NBA Finals, you know, seeing no LeBron, whichever team. You know, how's it been for you being such a LeBron fan, not getting to watch him in the postseason?
Man, it's actually been like a relief. I could watch the game, and my heart's not pounding. I'm not nervous. I'm not I can just watch the game, just enjoy the game, not have any sides. Well, I do want one team to win, but, I can just enjoy the game without, you know, being in an uproar or a frenzy or something.
Why do I feel like you want Toronto to win?
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right.
You don't want Steph to get that LeBron James throne, huh? You need Toronto to take them down.
I definitely do.
So then when you're watching this, like the whole Lakers situation, you know, what's it been like watching him go to that situation with the whole Magic Johnson, Rob Pelinka? When you're watching that, you're just like, oh, this is messing up the LeBron playing with all the chaos in their front office. Has that just kind of been like an annoying thing for you to watch as a big LeBron fan?
Well, I just feel like it's always going to be chaos over wherever LeBron goes. I mean, he's the greatest basketball player. So it's always going to be like that. But, it's just an unfortunate situation for the Lakers. That's a prestigious franchise. For them to go through what they're going through and then for LeBron to be there, I really do feel sorry for my guy.
I got one more. I know we're talking probably way too much NBA with you than you'd want to. You know, probably not expecting these kind of questions. But I do want to ask you, though, since you know, you're a current player right now and in a major sport in the NFL, you know, the whole situation last night with the Warriors owner and Kyle Lowry and the shove there, and I know it's not quite the same with football because the sidelines, and it's a little more spaced out, but when you see that as a player, and I know sometimes you guys are running into the sidelines and there's, you never know, camera people, whoever, standing there, and you see that and you see... You know, he didn't really react too much. I know he had comments afterwards, but how would you approach that as a player if some just like random dude on the sidelines, you know, took a shot at you or said something to you that you know that this person shouldn't be? You know, how would you react to that?
I mean, it takes, I would say, you got to definitely put your pride to the side. It takes a strong man to do that. For another man to put his hands on you and for you not to retaliate, it definitely, in the heat of the moment, definitely takes a strong man. I definitely salute Kyle Lowry for just not doing anything. Just being a bigger person. That was just an unfortunate situation, and I definitely hope the NBA, well, they did. They definitely did suspend him.
Yes.
So definitely big.
Getting back to the Cowboys before we let you go, I know Sean Lee talked about how the defense was still smarting about how they played in that Rams game, and you know, it was a letdown performance at how great you guys had played all year. Can you talk about the mindset of the defense, and do you think you're better this year, certainly with what some of the players you have, that y'all can take the next step of the team and possibly get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we feel like last year, just a confidence booster for us. We definitely didn't play our best against the Rams, but we know the potential. I mean, it's a bad word to say, I mean, when you're talking sports, but we definitely know the potential that we have, the places that we can go with the defense if we lock in and come out the gate swinging, come out the gate being dominant. We showed glimpses of that last year in certain games, and we can be consistent with that. The sky's the limit for us.
Well, Xavier, we really appreciate you joining us tonight. You know, good luck moving forward here, and continued health here in the offseason moving into 2019.
Thank you guys for having me.